This is exactly right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Everybody, please welcome to the Lady to Lady podcast live from Boise. Give it up for yourselves. This is... stadium full of people to see us today. So excited. Bigger than the 311 concert.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you guys. We're really excited to be here. We're at the lounge at the end of the universe. It's a really cool spot in this Gem Cultural Center. Is that what it's called?
Gem Art.
Gem Art Center for the Arts. I'm fucking everything up.
Whatever. Did you guys have gem dolls when you were a kid?
Yes.
The best, right?
Gem dolls? Like the, the she cartoon?
Was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But she was way taller than the Barbie, so their clothes didn't fit. And I was, even as a kid,
so
I was like really
even more unrealistic goals?
Kind of, yeah.
That is some, like, early Android Apple, like,
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the shit not working.
Because Jim was the cooler character and the cooler doll, but you had way more Barbie clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Just make them work with each other. Come on.
Exactly.
Universal doll size.
One size fits doll. That was so bad.
You got some laughs out there, so I think
thank you.
Just
yeah, you guys are very good.
You shouldn't encourage me, but thank you. So let's talk about sushi.
Okay.
So we had, oh my god, Friday night we got into town.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were like, what do we eat? Boise, what do you have for us?
Tess lands and she's like, let's get dangerous. Let's get sushi in Boise.
I'm an adrenaline junkie.
I wasn't feeling well multiple times. I was like, is this what we're doing? Okay.
I didn't know you were feeling so badly.
I said I wasn't feeling good like five times.
Well.
But whatever. No, it was no big deal. So yeah, we...
looking at the name of the place because it was really good.
We went down to a sushi place that we looked up online. And we get in there, yeah.
And like already, Brandy and I, like we were both like
we're hungry.
We were both really hungry, and you could tell we wanted to throw down, but we were being like cautious for like money. So we were like, hey, let's not go too crazy.
Two rolls,
it was expensive.
I guess.
Yeah.
Let's figure out which two rolls.
Yeah,
menus. A lot of movie puns on that menu, so it was really hard for me to not.
And Jumanji roll, John Wick roll,
Fast and Furious,
Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah,
yeah.
So then the waitress comes up and she's like, "Are you guys ordering like per item, or are you gonna do all you can eat?"
And you should have seen both of our faces.
We locked eyes and we're like, "Oh, okay."
Both sat up completely straight and it was like, "All you can eat sushi in Boise? Sign me up, baby."
Yeah.
Now, when she said that, I would guess my first thought was a buffet style thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it was not. Anyway.
No, it was so lit. You could get anything on the menu. Anything. And so I don't know if you guys are aware, but like we've been wanting to have an eating contest for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been threatening to have a pie pie eating contest on the Patreon once we got to a certain level.
Exactly.
So we've had a lot of discussions about, like, all right, how's this pie eating contest going to work? What do we...
What pie
and then all of a sudden, it just presented itself.
It just presented itself. And it was so perfect because it was like we didn't have time to psych ourselves out. It was just like the moment presented itself and it was like, it's go
time.
Let's
do this.
You know?
And much like the pie eating contest, Gabs tapped out immediately.
Immediately.
Oh, I didn't even... I was like, there's no fucking way I'm trying to do this.
No,
but that meant that I could goad the both of them. So it felt great.
It did.
Because I was like...
You were very... You were good. You got in my head a little.
I just said, I was like, well, how many rolls do you guys think you can eat?
And I just go, six. Just drop six sushi rolls.
Yeah. And I feel like it was like the price is right, where I was like, I wanted to say
you
a dollar.
You should have just said one, yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow you would have won.
But you said six, and I was like, okay. I already had committed to the contest, so I was like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. It's pretty... the Yoitomo sushi.
Yoitomo.
Very good. It was so you guys good. Been there? It's very good, yeah.
Oh, man, it rolled.
So I would say the first three... were pleasant. That was like the dinner.
Here we go.
Yeah, I was loving life. I was like, this is the best decision I've ever made, probably. Like, it was so good. And then, you know, towards the end of the third one, Barbara started to notice me kind of like...
She was slowing down.
I will say also, to Tessa's credit, like, she is a vegetarian, so her roll options
much
were less.
Much less options.
Much
and
less options.
More of the rolls had more rice than anything else, so
Thank
I was
you.
Eating more just, like, fish with a little bit of rice around
yeah.
it. So, like, I was good until about halfway through roll five. And then
yeah.
I was like, oh. And my mistake was I ordered an avocado cream cheese, which had a lot of rice on it, too, because that's the one that started slowing me down.
So, yeah. So they both, like, got through the first three all right. Tess was
no
going a little bit slow.
Yeah.
And I was just over there, like,
and the rule was at this place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're very strict.
It's very specific.
You have to eat everything you order on your whole table. There can only be three pieces of sushi left at the end, or you get charged $5 per piece. So there were financial
stakes. They're not fucking around here.
So once we had ordered rolls five and six, we were like, well, we have to eat all of them, or we will get charged the money that we have saved.
It was wonderful.
Not just money, but pride.
Pride. Yeah. So much was on the line.
You didn't want your picture up on the wall for being a person who couldn't
No. So the table got real silent for a while.
And then it started to, like, we got into, like, the strategy portion where it was a lot of, like, heavy breathing.
Yeah, so they both had, like, two rolls left or something to do.
I was like, I need a club soda, I need the bubbles to settle everything down.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fine.
And then, so they both ordered, like, veggie rolls. Basically, she got two cucumber rolls, which are literally this much rice and this much cucumber.
And oh my God.
All rice.
You think that was really a big good idea, but it was the
a bad,
thing.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
So I just see Tessica. She's just like looking into the middle distance, like trying to shove these rice balls.
I didn't know. I was vacillating between theories because a part of me was like, it's better just to house them and like get it over with. But then I was like, maybe it's better to pace yourself.
Yeah.
And I could just feel this like this brick of rice forming in my stomach.
Yeah.
And the waitress was like goading them.
Oh,
yeah,
she
was good.
She was really.
She was
funny.
Like, oh, you gotta have to finish all of those, huh?
And then she had overheard us both tell Babs that we were going to eat six rolls, and she was like, TikTok, you're only at five. Let's go. And... So then, like, it got to the end, and I did feel... And I learned some good lessons for the pie-eating contest, because I was like, it's better to have variety.
Absolutely.
It was a mistake to have all the same roll.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to revert back to my... I think it was a problem to slow down. I think I should have just kept going.
I think just keep going.
But I did start to... It started to be, you know, the garbage disposal started to go the other way.
It started to really fill up.
To Tessa's credit, I ate one of those, and it was like eating a ball of glue. It was fucking horrible.
It
was fucking nasty.
And I was like, I couldn't believe she just ate like 20 of those.
Thank you.
So it was really rough. And I was like, I commend you both. That was a lot.
Thank you. No,
I'm
going to downplay our accomplishment. It was huge.
Yeah.
I did a great job, too, also.
You did. And let's be honest, you won. You won.
Yeah,
and I'm not even going to front like you didn't win.
I'm trying to be a gracious winner here. Yeah.
You did. So it gets to the last roll, and I'm like, I'm like, fuck my pride, like, fuck everything, like, let's be real, like, you don't want to puke in Boise, you know, and so, like, I think I got to tap out, but then, like, we don't want to pay this fee for the extra rolls, so Bab starts, like, hiding my
sushi.
She started
hiding them.
She had Utan. It was like the I Love Lucy episode. She had a bowl of udon, and and she was like hiding my sushi in
I
her
put
bowl
it in the sushi with like matched it up so it looked like the other stuff in the noodle bowl.
And then Brandy took two rolls and put them in her pocket.
Yeah. And I went to the bathroom and threw them away in the toilet.
So we were kind of like, yeah, just like stuffing them all over our body to like get rid of them. And then, yeah, Brandy did really good. You only had, I think you had like three pieces, basically
yeah,
three.
Yeah, yeah, three pieces left, yeah. Oh, this is a competitive event. I also want to point out, we also got like appetizers as well.
Yeah, that's how big we didn't even count that in the total. No. We just got for fun appetizers because it was free.
Yeah, appetizers are free.
Also, should be worth noting, I drank a huge beer as well.
Yes. You did drink also, a 30-ounce beer.
Yeah.
It was funny because I was like, yeah, they're being very competitive, and I was like, I don't care, but don't feel sick. Like, just like kept going. I was like, all right. And then, so yeah, at the end, they were both just kind of like.
I had fish in my eyeballs.
Yeah, they were just like staring down. And the waitress came over, and she was talking to us about. She was like, is it okay if I tell you this gross story? And we're like, yeah, that's fine. We're like, we feel disgusting, it's fine.
Yeah,
and so she was like, oh, well, there was this whole like table of ladies who came in here once. It was all like younger girls. Mm-hmm. And one of them, I think she ate like five rolls and she fucking threw up at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but my first reaction was really pride because I was like, five rolls? We just fucking have six and seven and we're fine. Yeah. I mean, we're not, I wouldn't say we're fine, but we're fine. Yeah. I'm keeping it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Felt good.
Yeah.
And then how was the aftermath? Afterwards, they were both just on the couch, like,
wrapped in blankets.
Dead.
I will say, overeating sushi is better than overeating most other things that I have overate. Because I was like, I have a brick in my stomach, but it's a healthy brick.
Exactly.
You're like, I feel high. You're like, I feel high on something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mercury poisoning. Yeah, mercury, absolutely.
And you had to put on your jacket at one point because you're like, oh, the blood's rushing in my stomach, my arms are cold.
No, I was freezing. I was freezing at the sushi restaurant. My stomach was just like, what are we doing?
It was a really good time. But actually, it was very delicious. Yeah,
it was delicious. Was and honestly, this is how much I love sushi. Yeah. I woke up the next morning and my two thoughts were, I regret nothing and I could eat sushi again today.
Absolutely. Tonight.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Yeah.
Round two. Now that we have the strategy.
Yeah, we have the strategy. But I do feel, actually, I know I lost. But I do feel like I feel really confident going into the pie eating contest. Like I'm really good at eating sugar. I have a strategy. I kind of know myself a little bit better as a competitive eater now.
Now I know we went over it a while ago, but what? Obviously, it does depend on the kind of pie. But how many do you guys think? Because didn't we say it would have to be? It wouldn't be timed. It'd be how many in the cert? I can't remember.
I think it's got to be how many, or it's not as funny.
Yeah. But like, so how many in like 15 minutes? Or
oh
something,
God!
Right?
Yeah.
In 15 minutes?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Fuck.
I think I could eat two pies in 15 minutes.
You do? Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
No way. That's way more than 45 sushi rolls. That's like.
No. I also love sugar.
What are you thinking,
sugar.
Though? What are you in your head?
I think I could eat two, but I think it's going to take me a little more than 15 minutes.
Okay. So half an hour.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go for that.
Okay.
But I also am just like really like confident for no reason sometimes. Like people have been tweeting at us like, Tess, you can't eat more than one pie. I have no reason to believe I can eat more than one pie.
Oh, I know. Again, I'm going to be out within the first quarter slice.
Yeah, Barb's going to be eating a hot dog, and we're just.
I will be on the side making you guys hurt yourselves like I did in this.
I'm good with this.
But it depends on the kind, too. So we got, like, what do we say? Nothing with dairy.
Nothing
really.
With dairy.
Yeah, whipped cream doesn't really count, so whipped cream can be on there, right?
I guess.
I think I think a lemon meringue. Yeah.
That's dairy.
I know, but I feel like I feel like that would be, it feels lighter.
Do we have any thoughts on what a good pie is for this
pie?
Chocolate pudding pie? That's really intense.
No.
My first thought is, I mean, my problem with lemon meringue is that's one of my favorite pies.
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin anything.
Ooh, key lime.
Key lime's so tart. I feel like that'd be very, very
hard. Get really acidy.
And they're all gonna suck, by the way. Also, you're gonna hate no matter what you eat.
I think I'm gonna go.
You want to get cherry
or apple?
Pumpkin.
Oh yeah, pumpkin's a great idea.
Very good
fuck
call.
Up a pumpkin pie.
Yeah,
okay, pumpkin's a good consistency.
It probably slides right down. I think I can handle it.
In which case, there would have to be a little whipped cream, because you cannot eat pumpkin.
I can't. I don't need whipped cream. Give it to me straight.
We're putting whipped cream on it. Also,
why?
Because it looks funny. Because it looks funny. Okay. So pumpkin cream for the pumpkin pie for the first one.
Yeah.
We have to do a fruit pie because it's like
have to. Let's do like blackberry or boysenberry. I think that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But like strawberry or rhubarb, I'd be into.
Okay. And then there's not gonna be a third one.
The third one.
Do you do like a little one of those mini fruit pies? It's just like a taunting third one.
Question. What if we get three pies and we half them? So you only get half of each pie, like a half a pumpkin, half a pumpkin. I feel like that is more variety, which would help, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a real pie-eating contest.
Yeah, I think you have to, because I think, I don't know why I'm picturing us also handcuffed for this.
Behind your back, not handcuffed.
So you're throwing in a lot of shit.
If we're getting handcuffed, we're selling this footage for money to someone who has that fetish. Someone has that exact fetish for sure. Just pictures of our feet the whole time. Yeah, no, I think our hands are behind our back.
Okay.
I think all of the things that I know about pie eating contests are from the movie Stand By Me with the lard ass scene. In which case, I know that their hands are behind their back.
You know what's given me confidence is thinking about the chocolate cake from Matilda.
Mm.
And like that scene like meant a lot to me as a child. I was like a fucking kid when he houses that whole chocolate cake. I was like, if he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
It's very inspiring.
It is.
And I feel like, eating a pie is easier than eating a cake. Got this handled.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, yes.
No doubt about it.
Well, what we're going to say from the sushi is less crust, the better, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
No crust top.
But you know what? There's a certain amount of inherent crust, and that's just what the cards were dealt.
Yeah, but it's like, if you get down to the bottom, it's very hard to eat.
That's what
like
I mean. I think that's
going to
be part of the time challenge, is just like getting the crust
bottom.
With your mouth.
But like, you don't have to eat every bit of crust, right?
Yes,
you do. All right. Oh, I think from the pie eating contest I've seen, they don't eat the whole crust. But,
if we're just talking filling.
Oh, yeah. That was Chuck cans of it to press.
None of the crust, but you gotta like, you know, I don't know, whatever.
I'm excited for the Rocky montage that is us training for the actual pie eating contest.
We should find an official like pie eating contest judge. They exist, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll look into that. I mean, I will say this. As far as the last pie.
Yeah.
I feel like we should go, like, in the Boston Marathon, the hardest mile is the last mile.
I agree.
It's called Heartbreak Hill, and I think we should have, like, a Heartbreak Hill of pies.
Okay.
Like, I think that last one, I think maybe, like, a chocolate chiffon, something hard.
Is that a pie? I've never even heard of that.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bab, just sounds great.
You're not going to make it to the chocolate.
No, I'm not. No. I'm going to be there leisurely eating it as my prize for giving up, but I won't be in the contest.
Your prize for giving up.
There's something to be said for giving up, and I agree.
I love when you decide to give up on something. Oh, that is such a good feeling.
It's such a key thing in being in a relationship. It is when you both like want to leave a place, and you know you're like, this is not for me right now.
Yes.
And you're like, we're giving up on this experience. Let's go.
Yes. When I was a Lyft driver, it would be really beautiful to watch a couple's like leave something and then get in a car and talk shit on the event they just left together.
Oh yeah.
That was like, I'd be like, oh, they're gonna make it.
Oh my god.
They hate this for the same reason.
I know I've talked about this before in the podcast, but for anybody who hasn't heard it, I told you guys right about that, like my roommate's like parents had this experience where they were at a dinner party and then they left, and then the people who were hosting the dinner party started talking shit.
Oh shit.
And their Alexa called those people because they said their name.
No.
Woo!
And
they picked up.
No.
And all they heard was that couple talking shit about them.
That is so funny.
It can happen to you.
These robots are messy bitches. I love it. This is how they take over. They turn us against each other. Like, excuse me. Did you hear what they said about you? They were never your friend to begin with. I'm the one that's there for you.
That's how the robot revolution really begins.
Exactly. That shirt looks good. just trying to be like Nagyu, a robot.
I
trying
to Nagyu is what he is.
I didn't think it would, but it looks nice on you. Bitchy robots.
By the way, we didn't say this, but we are going to do lady problems at the end if anybody has one they want to bring up. If you don't, we have some, but if you have any burning issue, or you, if you want to tell me about open relationships and what I should avoid also.
I would love to
hear that. Idea.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get into our little
game.
Two truths and a lie game.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie Celebrity Edition. We're basically going to say three things. One of them is false, and the other two are true. Well, that's two truths and a lie. Yeah. Yeah. You guys
understand the basic concept of this? Okay.
Yeah. I hate this. Whenever we do this, it makes me really nervous because of my nervous giggle.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm not good at, like, disguising it.
I'm pretty good at lying. In this,
you're so lucky.
In this fashion.
Only in this fashion.
Yeah. Only when it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I hope I wrote down the things correctly. Okay.
Stalker Channing briefly dated Sean Connery.
Okay.
Oprah... What?
No, great.
Yeah, let's hear it all.
I guess I wasn't expecting these to start out with Stalker Channing.
It's funny because I had a John Travolta one. She got grease on the brain.
Oh my God. There are worse things we could do.
Oh my God.
That's great. You guys are right.
Stalker Channing, John Connery.
Stalker Channing briefly dated Sean Connery.
Okay.
Oprah competed in pageants as a teen.
Okay.
Steve Buscemi was once part of a stand-up comedy duo.
Ooh, these are all pretty good. Okay, repeat them.
Stalker Channing briefly dated Sean Connery.
Okay, give it up if you think it's the lie, I guess. Okay, Sean Connery.
She can do better, yeah.
I mean, of course she can.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've all dated people we could do better than. But yeah, exactly.
Oprah competed in pageants as a teen.
Sweet. Lie? Who thinks that's the lie?
I think that's a lie.
Okay, most people think that's the lie.
Steve Buscemi was once part of a stand-up comedy duo.
I just want that to be true.
Whether it's true or not, we want it to be true.
Yeah. I can't figure out if that's me just conflating real life with Burt Wonderstone and him as a magician.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Babs and I saw Steve Buscemi at a party at Sundance, and it was the funniest thing, because it was, like, this, like, sexy party with, like, a DJ and, you know, all this stuff, and Steve Buscemi was totally being Steve Buscemi. He was just, like, awkwardly standing there.
He would just be like...
He hugs the wall at a party, for sure.
He super does.
He would just, look around like he was waiting for someone to come to a coffee date. It was a really...
He totally had that face.
Yeah, it was great. I don't know why the fuck he was at that party.
No,
like, you're too famous. There has to be a famous person party somewhere.
We were at it, Babs. That's why Steve Buscemi was there.
God, I love
it. I think he didn't get invited to the real party.
I fucking love Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. Okay, what do
we
think?
So we all think the lie is over.
I think Oprah.
They're all very, like, I think Oprah as well.
Well, you're wrong. Oprah won Miss Black Teen Tennessee when she was 17.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Stalker Channing did not briefly date Sean Connery.
You won. That's
one
awesome.
Person in the audience got it right. What was your name?
Karen.
Karen. Give it up for Karen. She was the only one who knew the truth. God damn it.
Yeah, sorry. You had washed my face. I was giggling when I said it.
Where did those two names come from? What a random...
I don't know. I'm like an 80-year-old gay man. I don't know. The first thing I think is Stalker Channing. You're like, celebrity with Stalker Channing?
Yeah.
What a good name.
Great
Stalker
name.
Channing.
Great name.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
It's beautiful. Okay. Fred Durst had a blog about juice fasting.
Okay.
Look at that smile. Okay.
John Travolta had a class in Scientology that they all basically used their minds to get him welcome back Cotter, or that's what he thinks happened.
Okay, that's true. I know that from Going Clear.
Okay. And in college, John Travolta did burlesque as Misty Champagne.
Two John Travoltas.
Yeah.
and one Fred Durst.
One Fred Durst.
Shit. Okay, now for this, I really need to think about Brandy's brain.
Yeah.
Two John Travolta.
I think we know what's going on here, but
what is the audience?
Okay, who thinks the first one the lie? Wait, what is it? Fred Durst, had a juice blog.
Yeah, had a juice fasting blog.
Who thinks that's the lie? I do, personally.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Gotcha. John Travolta got Welcome Back, Kotter because of the Church of Scientology's.
I think we all know that's true.
Yeah, that'd be true.
Yeah.
And John Travolta did Burlesque as Misty Champagne.
Is that the lie? You guys didn't call for anything.
I think John Travolta did Burlesque as Misty. God, shit. I guess that's. They're both really plausible.
I think it's like maybe John Travolta. Maybe that last one isn't true because it's someone else who. Like, it might be another celebrity.
Oh, interesting.
Juice Durst.
He reeks of a juice blog to me. I'm gonna say that the lie is John Travolta. Yeah,
he reeks of vape champagne. Juice to me. Not
that's true. It's a very there's a Venn diagram there though. I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Misty Champagne was the lie.
Oh, was it another celebrity?
No, Misty Champagne's a fake name.
Oh, okay.
But he did belong to a group called the Hastings Putty Club.
Hastings Putty Club,
which had musicals and burlesque in college. So he belonged to it, but he didn't have that.
Yeah. Name.
Wait, did he go to Harvard or something? It was like a British thing.
I mean,
no, it's not.
Okay. Harvard wants to be British real bad, though.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
we're burying the lead here, which is that John Travolta went to Harvard?
Yeah, wait, what?
He was in 1981, he was named Man of the Year at Harvard's prestigious Hasty Pudding Theatrical Club.
Oh, okay, so
he didn't belong to it.
Oh, it's like when they give you a fucking degree just because you're famous or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's fine. I didn't go to Harvard, but John Travolta did? Like, that's disappointing.
So, Fred Durst had a 60-day juice fast that he did. He was so serious about it that he had a Tumblr called Fred 60. And then he...
A really bad name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made it about 2 weeks, and then he ate a bag of peanut M&Ms.
And that's
deleted the Tumblr.
Oh my god, that's great.
I also broke a juice fast on peanut M&M's once.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister and
you
I.
You and Fred Durst.
Me and Fred Durst. Honestly, similar hair color. My sister and I tried to do, remember that fast where you'd only drink water that had maple syrup in it?
Yes. Oh, the lemonade.
And
thing.
Lemonade. Yeah, my sister and I tried to do that while we were sharing a studio.
Oh my god.
And we got into like the hugest fight on day three because we were starving. Like, we just were in this like hunger delirium, and we just got into like a huge fight, and then I stormed off to 7-Eleven and got peanut M&M's and didn't tell her.
There's that test laugh right there. I'm having no problem with the fast.
Has
what are
anyone
you talking
ever
about?
Done a fast success? I mean, they're
successfully.
They're supposed to be really good for you, right?
I guess. Are they? I don't know.
I don't think so
because they're like, no, the body cleans itself out. You don't need to do it.
Yeah.
Our bodies are beautiful machines. Just feed them things that are good for them, and you'll be fine.
Or something. I mean, it's also just, like, seems really simplistic. Like, your body's not like a coffee maker where you just have to put, like...
Yeah.
How do you clean a coffee maker? I don't know.
Scientists? Anybody?
Yeah. Okay, body's just going to have some poop in it all the time. I think that's what a cleanse is just like. You want to get to a place where you have zero shit in your body. I think that's what a cleanse is.
You
need some of it. Your body can always have some poop.
I've had some friends that have done that thing where they stick a hose up your ass and, like, clean you out, and they were like, you get so skinny after.
We've talked about this, the coffee enema one, or no, just the other
one? The colonoscopy one where you just go to, like, a place and they stick a hose up your ass.
I think the coffee enema sounds interesting, though.
I'd try it. I mean... coffee.
There was I don't know about you guys, but I go through phases where I'm really obsessed with, like, bad TLC intervention and Hoarders and stuff. And then My Strange Addiction, they had this couple who was addicted to coffee enemas. And so they would, like, be like, just burn my coffee. And then they'd be like, I'll be right back. And just go into the bathroom and, like, lay down with a little tube.
Best part, waking up, is Folgers in your butt.
Podcast is over. We won. But it looked fun, you know. You get caffeine buzz, you get to poop a lot.
Yeah, so does the caffeine still hit your system?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's like alcohol, because like if you put alcohol in your butt, it's supposed to work a lot better.
Butt and chug some coffee.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
I know. Yeah, for everything I've done, I've never butt chugged anything.
Me? And honestly, the door is still open.
Frankly, I'm surprised.
Do you think if you, this is so gross, but if you stuck a tampon in coffee and then stuck it up your pussy, would you get caffeinated?
I mean, I know that's how people did, like, alcohol.
That's how kids are doing alcohol.
Yeah.
That's how kids are doing alcohol.
Some of these kids are doing alcohol.
Man, we saw some teens last night.
Oh my god, it was so cute. So we went to this that jump place that's so cool. It has that like climby thing and all the tripulations.
Oh my god, what are you talking?
And there were children there on acid.
Yeah.
And they were so funny. They were like clearly on drugs, and we were like, you know, just tripping out. And the kids were like, yeah, everyone's tripping tonight, ladies. And then they just walked off.
So yeah, we were running around this place. It was cool. Yeah, there were lights everywhere. And then we saw from afar
a giant slide
mm-hmm. that started at the top of the parking lot and went all the way down to the bottom. And we were like, we got to get on that slide. So we walked over there. We went all the way to the top of the thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little gate like over the big slide. And we're like, god damn, we can't go down. But then we saw there was another slide. Mm-hmm. So there's a slide you could just walk up the stairs and go down. Kind of like one of those big fair slides almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Tess immediately is at the top all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And like Brandy's like
climbing over. I got over her legs though, so it was hard to get over the gate.
Yeah. And I was just, again, like, no. I was like, I'll document.
There's definitely like everyone was on brand.
Yeah.
And
this 20-year-old security guard. Yeah. This poor gal.
This woman pops up and she's like, I'm sorry, but the building's closed and you can't use the slide.
And then I slid down the slide.
Yeah, she goes down the slide. Because she's already in the tub. She's like,
No, I'm taking the slide.
Yeah.
But they both said nothing. They were just like, and walked away. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's fine.
I like joyfully slid down the slide and then silently scampered off.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of like walked away and she was like, I don't know what she said, but she was just like, you can use the climbing thing, but you can't get on the building. Or like, okay, bye.
Cool.
But it felt really weird to be, we're too old to be.
Yeah. Love being chased by a security guard. Just walking across the parking lot.
Honestly, once again, I felt great. I was just like, this was awesome.
But then we saw some teens rollerblading.
Yeah.
What's going on? Are there people rollerblading here?
I haven't seen that shit in forever.
I think rollerblading might be coming back.
I believe.
It must be, unless there was with the three people who are doing it. It was very bizarre.
Yeah, you guys got, like, good gangs of roving teens in your city.
Absolutely. We approved.
They were probably, like, also not even teens.
No, they were, like, in their 20s, but they were, like, they're teens.
No idea what teens or early 20 people look like anymore.
Here goes mine. Okay, mine are all about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Love it.
So Leo.
I chose a theme.
Which Leo, before we get in, which Leo is everyone's favorite Leo?
I'm not a huge Leo person, I think we've talked about.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that was obvious.
Tess is very offended.
You can't even pick one that you kind of like.
I'm legitimately trying to answer that question.
I liked French Stewart. Do you understand who I am? I'm not Leo.
Catch me if you can. He's fun.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
I don't dislike him. I just am not. I never was, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
I guess Romeo and Juliet, but I only saw that like once.
Wow. You missed out on a lot.
Growing Pains. Or no, he wasn't Growing Pains.
He was in Growing Pains.
Yeah, he played the whole show in Growing Pains. He was a bad boy.
Yeah.
He stole their shit. Okay. Okay, here it is. Here's three facts, wink, about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Jack in Titanic was supposed to originally be played by Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
Leonardo DiCaprio has a successful line of fake tanners in Greece called Leo DiCapriglow.
I hope that's true. I just want that to be true.
And his agent, when he started in Hollywood, told him to change his name to Lenny Williams.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go through. So first one. Jack in Titanic was originally supposed to be played by Matthew McConaughey, who thinks that's
the lie.
The lie.
Because this was like, Titanic came out, what, 98? So Matthew McConaughey was pretty young still. It was like right after Dazed and Confused.
I'll just get off this door, it's cool.
Imagine
Kate Winslet is topless, and he's like, all right, all right, all right. Yeah, I'll paint you. It's cool.
He's like, I keep freezing to death. This door stays the same size.
Also, I'm obsessed with Matthew McConaughey and those car commercials he's in.
Oh,
you're always seeing him in a car commercial where it's like, there's no way he remembers filming this.
No.
It's just him in like the trunk of a truck, not speaking, as poetry plays in the background.
They just pretended he was camping and threw him in there. Okay, everyone doesn't think that's live. Leonardo DiCaprio has a successful line of fake tanners in Greece called Leo DiCapriglow.
No, that's not true.
And his agent told him when he started in Hollywood to change his name to Lenny Williams.
I believe that.
I do too.
Yeah,
because I just feel like I just think as douchey as he is, he wouldn't do like a pun on his name.
Right.
Wait, is Lenny Williams a pun?
No, he's talking about Leo Tanner. That is, you guys got it. That was
the one.
I was just like, yeah. Also, can you imagine if his name was Lenny Williams?
No. He would not have the career he has.
No.
Yeah, that's such a weird...
Is there a famous Lenny other than, you know, Mice and Men Lenny?
Yeah, that's all I can think
of. The only that's Lenny.
Lenny Bruce, Lenny. I guess. Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
Didn't end well for him either.
No.
Yeah, Lenny's a cursed name.
I mean, although a Leo by any other name would still be just as topless in Romeo and Juliet.
A Lenny by any other name. All right, that was Two Truths and a Lie. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for playing, you guys. We learned something.
It's time, guys. It's
lady
time
problem.
For lady problems. You can all play the song in your head. We're not going to
lady problems.
Someday we'll have the ability to play it.
Yeah.
Does anyone have one that they want to come up and say? If you don't,
if you don't have them. It's okay.
If you don't know what they are, it can be anything. You know, people arrange. People tell us relationship stuff. People tell us work stuff.
We clearly have a lot of advice to give. Neither of us puked after eating a ton of sushi.
No.
And we still haven't figured out how to do a pie eating contest. So,
exactly.
I mean, we've got...
Very mature, worldly people is what we're saying.
We did get arrested last night in your city. So...
No, let's do the problem we have, and then if anyone wants to,
let me pull it up.
If that's okay with someone who might be here who sent it to us. Okay.
There you go. Hello, Babs, Tess, and Brandy. You know, I adore you all. Oh my God, thank you. I continue to have relationship issues. The guy I wrote about last time never committed to coming and visiting me, so next. Okay, congratulations. About me and the guy. So I'm 28, he's 34. We met on Bumble. Is it his ideal dinner guest would be Obama? And so I was sold, plus he is cute. I sent a message, and then he didn't respond in the allotted 24 hours. A day later, he did respond, which means he's
been... Is he reading this like a robot?
which means he spent money to rematch with me. And
okay, so what is that? He spent money to rematch with her, but she didn't respond.
Within 24 hours.
Okay, that's good. That's a good sign.
Hours. Yeah.
Also, I did not know they had that feature, and that's great.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good.
He did say he spent the money specifically for our match. He is a product representative, so he has a territory he has to travel to. So I've been non-exclusively dating him for about a month and a half.
Okay.
I've only been on 4 dates and 1 date a week. I'll explain why it hasn't been 6. Every date has been hours long. Our first date was 4 hours, 2 locations. Second date was a hockey game and drinks after so close to 6 hours. Third date was a shorter 2.5-hour one. I needed to pick up my puppy for my parents. But we did finally kiss after that date. Then our last date was a walk with my dog. It was only 1.5 hours. He was a total gentleman and walked on the roadside and purposely moved there when it switched at one point. He's a total gentleman.
Hot. Yeah, he was hot.
Yeah, and has some old-fashioned without being misogynistic views. Getting the door, waiting to kiss. Fourth date was also sort of uncomfortable, though, because I was trying to figure out if he was still interested. We hadn't talked much leading up to the date. He isn't great with texting. He has a crazy busy job. He travels every week 3 to 4 days, and he also prefers phone calls to text. I like that. And he took a trip to London between dates 3 and 4. We texted at least every other day. So... 2-week break. Well, after our fourth date, I texted him and asked if he was still interested. He took that as a want of commitment, which wasn't my goal. We'd only been on 4 dates after all. He told me he didn't think he had the capacity to give me what I wanted, more communication, and he didn't want to waste my time. I responded that if his schedule opens up, I'd love to see him again, and he did say that he would reach out if he felt he could give me the communication I wanted. and that, quote, I'm not looking for anything serious right now, even though I've enjoyed getting to know you and hanging out. I was so bummed. Not because he didn't want something serious, though I'll be real. I do hope it happens in the future, but because I enjoyed his company. But after thinking it over for 2 days, I realized no matter what, I'm single. And I'd rather be single and going on occasional dates with someone whose company I enjoy. So I reached out. I told him I'm open to casual and I respect his limitations, and that I wasn't looking for a commitment when I asked him if he was interested. It took a week, but he did respond and was really appreciative of my understanding. And then he said he was glad that I am open to hanging out still. We exchanged a few messages, and then he said we'll be in touch soon. He's currently traveling, and I'm crazy busy this weekend. See you in Boise. And next week, I have a craft show. The question, finally, am I crazy to go into this? When he said he doesn't want something serious right now, a nice way to let me down, is that a nice way to let me down and say he isn't interested? And then he said he's open to still seeing me. I am cool and casual, but I'd be lying if I said I'm not hoping for more in the future. Do you think he was being honest when he said that he'd reach out in the future if his work slows down, which he thought it would this month, then he had new trips pop up? Since he said that before we reached an agreement on casual, I'm not head over heels, but I'd like to see where this could go while also being open to other guys. Okay.
I think what you mean is, I think definitely she should still be, like, seeing other people.
Absolutely, yeah.
So at the very least, you need a distraction, dude.
Yeah.
Sounds like a superhero.
That would be a great superhero. We're all just here to make you come and bring you pizza.
Definitely like not boyfriend material, but we can hang out for less than 12 hours.
I'll never have a toothbrush at your house. So I feel like at the very least, I don't know. I mean,
I'm thinking you're not together, but I'd say pre-dump him is my.
Oh, okay.
It's like anything else. It's like this guy is not getting back. It just doesn't sound good. Taking a week to get back.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Fucked up. I don't like that. At least he should respect you enough to fucking respond to you within that much time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all. And also, it's kind of just. I just think it's kind of garb. Why are you fucking going on dates if you don't want to be a commitment? You're going on dates to be in a casual relationship?
100%. And he paid to fucking talk to you? And it's also like, this is the thing they do. And by they, I mean that entire gender. They, I don't want, I'm busy, I don't want a relationship. Can you just listen to my problems and fuck me? Get out of here.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't understand the going on dates and then not, it's like, it doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
No, it doesn't. Because if you truly just want something random, then you just hang out at fucking Hump and Hannah's at 2 a.m. You know what I mean? Like,
which we tried to get into last night.
Oh my god, the line was around the corner. And we were like, we can't stand on this line.
This night will have to be songs humping.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want some strange, that's easy to get. So why are you fucking putting the effort?
No one needs to pay money for strange. Well, some people do pay money for strange. But
yeah.
And I feel like guys who would have Obama for dinner are like a dime a dozen. You can find another guy who wants to have Obama over for dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of cool guys out there. And I also just feel like I always like put yourself in that situation. Like, if you're really interested in someone, like, you find, life finds a way. Like, you find a way to text them back, even if you're super busy.
Yeah, for sure. It takes like a second to text them.
Yeah.
You've stood in line somewhere this week that was annoying, and you're like, you were looking at your phone and doing some bullshit. Oh, I could text back the person that I was talking to and interested in.
Yeah.
Like, we're all looking to kill time and not think about our issues. That's where we're texting other people.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where, I don't know, I forgot what I was going to say. You guys keep going.
I mean, I kind of feel like he's shown his true colors. But then a part of me is like, if there is something there and you guys do hit it off and the conversation is good and you like all these things about him.
I think put in zero effort and he makes all of the effort moving forward.
Yes. That's 100%.
I think he chases you if he's interested a little bit. But he has to do all of the work.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't earned any of your work anymore.
It's so hard because it's so rare to like even like anybody a little bit. So when you get that thing of when you're like, I like at least like them a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
For the love of God, will they fucking, you know, pay attention or whatever.
Yeah.
So it is hard. I totally understand the thing where it's like, again, you're saying it in the thing where it's like, I can be casual, but I do want something. It's like, no, you want something and that's fine.
Yeah.
You should like, don't be ashamed that you want a fucking relationship with somebody.
People get so gaslit about that, which is such a very normal thing to want a relationship. And, like, for whatever reason in our culture, it's like, that's like this taboo thing to say that you want a relationship, when actually that's a pretty universal want.
Well, and I think some people just think that relationship means like, okay, cool, and then we're on a track and we're going to move in together in like a year, and a relationship means we talk every day, we see each other every day. Relationship could be, okay, cool, I see you once a week and we text like once a day about like some bullshit that we're talking about. And that could be a perfectly fine relationship if that's like where your level is at. You know,
it's yeah,
like,
it's, yeah. I think guys get scared by that. They think that it's just like all of a sudden we're married or something.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's just kind of bullshit. So, I do think what Brandy said is good. It's like if he wants to pursue you, great. That's him putting in the effort. But other than that, I think you're it's not worth it because he's doesn't seem like he's gonna give you what you want.
No.
Yeah.
This is what it's like. You're up for a job that, like, would be a fun job and you like it, but it's way below the salary that you normally charge. Mm-hmm. So you don't go back to that company and be like, are you going to hire me? Are you going to hire me? You drop off your fucking resume and then you leave. You don't, like, keep following. You know what I mean? Like, you're the one that has the value. You're the one that's, like, worth all this. So, like, let him see that. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure that shit has benefits.
Yes. At the very least. Snacks.
Should we? I forgot. We opened this.
Should we open this? Oh yeah, we gift. Yeah, we got a gift
from our listener Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
Idaho gift bag. Tater. So
it says taters.
So potatoes are our thing here, still, right?
I love a potato.
We got Idaho Spud candy.
Who's that?
I've always wanted one of these. I think it's like peanuts, right? Ooh. Chocolate? Or, oh, you know.
Is there a potato in it?
Oh, I got a potato.
No, there's not a potato in the candy.
What? I have a potato buddy.
Oh, this is cute.
Spuddy Buddy.
Spuddy Buddy. We can put this guy in the glam cave.
Aw, that's cute.
And our we got now what do we have in the glam cave? We got a Danny DeVito.
We have a Danny DeVito.
Yeah. We got a tiny Danny DeVito, what is it called?
Like cutout
stand.
But it's literally he's like as tall as this.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
So it's life size,
Yeah, life size. So it's kind of like this weird thing where he's just always in the corner watching us.
Yeah, it's funny because a guest will be talking and I'll just see his face behind them sometimes. And I'm like, Danny's listening.
I know, I kind of forget he's there often. Oh, this is so sweet. We got some cool stickers.
And these huckleberry chocolates. Is huckleberry a big thing up here?
Ooh, cool.
Huckleberry pie. There we go.
Yeah, that could be pretty good. I'm into it.
These are great, too, because we're about to go on flights and, like, I don't want to go pay $20 for a candy bar. So.
No.
I'm going to be eating my spud on the plane, baby.
I'm so excited.
Plain spud.
Is there a potato in it?
I think it's just chocolate with, like, peanuts or something.
Wait, my grandmother growing up, she made these like, Easter candies with potatoes because it's, like, what are they? We just call them Easter eggs, but they're, like, some pre-Depression era, like, food where it's, like, instant mashed potatoes with powdered sugar is like that's
oh
like what the
God.
That's what the nougat thing is
okay.
With unsweetened chocolate on the outside, but then with maraschino cherries like in it. It's look,
absolutely
it
not.
Sounds, get me it high sounds, enough, I'll eat anything.
No. It sounds disgusting, but like you could eat a quarter of one, but it's amazing.
Yeah,
that's like my friend Emily. They're like you know those family. Yeah, it's like those family tradition foods that you're like. No one outside of my DNA will ever put this in their mouth. But she makes tomato aspic for
what's
you guys.
What's aspic?
It's tomato jello.
Huh?
Oh,
it's
no.
Tomato flavored. Take it in!
I'm
tomato jello.
I mean,
are you guys Emily? Have you guys had to eat this thing? Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Like a savory jello?
A savory jello.
It's a savory jello with, I think there's some kind of savory whipped cream element as well.
So sour cream?
I don't know. I can't remember. I tried to put it out of my memory.
I mean, okay, I'm just going to workshop this a little bit, and I feel like if you did, like, half tomato, half jalapeno jello.
Jalapeno jello sounds great.
It's fucking bomb.
Jalapeno jelly is the shit.
Yeah, it is.
God damn, I love that stuff.
Yeah, I would eat it. I mean, I would eat it. Should there just be, basically, like, if you put any food in front of you, as long as it doesn't have meat, I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I'd eat it.
That's your new. You need to. That needs to be your new catchphrase.
I'd eat it. I would eat it.
No apostrophe. Just add eat it.
I'm trying to think if my family has any weird foods like that.
Yeah.
We're just like Portuguese aside and everyone from likes
fruit,
sausage.
Aside from the homemade fruit leather.
The homemade fruit. I mean, that. I mean, yeah, hippies have their own problem. I mean, yeah. I can't tell you how much I begged my parents. We were such hippies that, like, we didn't have a microwave, obviously. Yeah. So I, for some reason, found this so embarrassing as a child that, like, we didn't have Jiffy Pop. Like, we would have to make popcorn from scratch. Like, that humiliated me as a child. Like,
the better way.
I know. I know.
That humiliated
me. It humiliated me. Like, friends would come over to watch movies, and they'd be like, please don't make popcorn. Please don't make popcorn.
Test, you guys want popcorn for your movie?
No, Mom. That's beautiful.
Just everyone eat this one long, dry piece of fruit leather together. Like a Lady in the Tramp.
And carob chips. Hippies love carob chips.
They're like supposed to be chocolate chips, but
they're like
not.
Fake chocolate chips.
Oh.
We had a lot of those.
It's like chocolate that protested the war.
Kind of. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck carob is, actually.
All I ate a lot of I tried to eat it when I tried to do keto, and yeah, didn't last.
See?
Yeah.
We'll see. That's it. That's it. I think that's our show.
That's the show?
Yeah.
Little Spuds McKenzie. What's his name?
Spud Bud. We'll call him Spud McKenzie.
Yeah. He's
AKA,
so cute.
He says, famous potatoes grown in Idaho. What's the deal with the potato thing here? Do they just grow well here?
Yeah, so in southern Idaho, that's just like our crop.
So okay. In southern
that's
Idaho,
just the
that's
crop
the thing.
Idaho.
Famous Idaho potato state.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty into
it's good
it.
Good crop here.
I love a French fry.
Me too. I'm a big fan. Have you guys ever had a potato clock?
Oh yeah, you made it powered by potatoes.
Yeah, well, that's a different thing. Yeah.
Oh, I will say. Oh yeah, before we go, I forgot. Thank you guys for having. Well, we're obviously very funny, so thank you for having great taste in comedy. Yeah. Every Lyft driver we met did not, and they all referenced. What was the first person we met?
Fluffy.
Oh yeah. No, the
no, Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. We're like, we're comedians, which always blows every man's mind.
Yeah.
And he was like silent and he's like, heard of Jeff Dunham? Like, yeah.
That was pretty great.
He's a person.
Yeah.
Then we had a gal,
oh my god, who was driving us home from the sushi.
Yeah.
And she was like, what, how did it go? We were like, oh yeah, our Airbnb is kind of funny. It feels like it's slanted. You know, like when we walk in, it feels like it's wobbly. Mm-hmm. She was like, that reminds me of a How I Met Your Mother episode.
And we were like, okay, no follow up.
Sure does.
You guys all know the one, right?
You know the one?
Yeah.
We all know that really well.
And then we were like, well, anyway, we're comedians. We're doing shows all weekend. And
oh yeah, because we were inviting our Lyft drivers. So we're like, why not?
We'll take it where we can get it.
Yeah.
And they all showed up.
Yeah, every one of you. You're a Lyft driver. But yeah, we were like, oh, we got some shows. She shut us down so hard. She goes, I don't really like comedy. I've got a weird sense of humor.
Like, you, what? How I Met Your Mother? You're into weird shit. Like, How I Met Your Mother?
You're like really esoteric.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
She immediately shuts us down. I got a weird. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I was like, I mean, we're pretty weird. You might like us.
I was like, I'm weird as fuck. I don't want to be like.
Yeah.
It's true.
I was like, I'm not going to describe to you how I'm weird, but I'm weird. And I just was like, okay, well, what does weird mean? And she was like, I don't like comedy that's dumb. If you have to be dumb to be funny, I don't like it.
Yes.
So, did she just call us dumb?
Without even seeing
it. It didn't make any sense. Because I was like, but dumb, weird comedy is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what makes
it. And then we're like, but who do you like? And she was like, I like Fluffy.
Okay, so you guys, we just need to go watch all of Fluffy's specials. We're going to use the smartest comedian out
there. Yeah. She was like, it makes me think. And we're like, all right, sure.
Cool.
So. Anyway, thank you guys for...
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys have taste.
Here.
We'll take it. Thanks for liking our dumb comedy.
We'll bring Fluffy next time so you can feel, you know, yeah, like you're really thinking through things. As I hold this famous potato. But you guys have been so much fun. This has been a great venue,
so
too. Give it up for a lounge at the end of the universe. And Jen and Aaron and everybody putting this together.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that's it. Have a great time. And this will be out on the podcast thing next week. So
right. Bye.
You can hear yourselves. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.